USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new survey finds a majority of Americans believe the federal government has done a poor job of preventing the spread of the coronavirus. The CNN poll shows 55% of those surveyed say Washington's response to the pandemic has been poor. 80% say the worst of the outbreak is probably yet to come. And 55% say President Trump could be doing more to help. Meanwhile, President Trump's threatened to freeze U.S. funding to the World Health Organization, saying the international agency missed the call on the pandemic. The president's coronavirus task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, says that may be so, but first things first.
We can do all of that when we get through this as a global community to really understand how to do this better the next time.
But saying stopping the spread of COVID-19 is job one. And this is USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new small business relief bill could hit the Senate floor this week. It would pump another $250 billion into a special fund that's already running dry because of overwhelming demand amid the coronavirus. Democrats also want assurances the small business bill would involve community-based banks that serve women and minority-owned businesses. President Trump says the acting Navy Secretary's resignation was an unselfish thing for him to do. Thomas Maudley leaving his position after referring to the captain of an aircraft carrier as stupid for a letter that he wrote that was then leaked to the media concerning the coronavirus outbreak on his vessel.
He made a mistake, but he shouldn't have done that. And your secretary probably shouldn't have said quite what he said. He didn't have to resign, but he felt it would be better for the country.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22% because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says testing connected with coronavirus is the key to getting people back to work and opening up businesses. He spoke about a rapid at-home test to see if someone has the virus, saying a state-run lab in Albany, New York, has developed such a test. It's developed a new antibody test that does still have to be approved by the Federal Drug Administration before it can be produced on a mass scale. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is receiving backlash for declaring April as Confederate Heritage Month in that state. Just days after Governor Reeves issued a statewide shelter-in-place order, he proclaimed the month to honor soldiers who fought for the Confederacy during the Civil War, and some residents were furious with that declaration. Reeves has a history with pro-Confederate groups. He was even a member of the Kappa Alpha Order at Millsap College himself, which is known for its Confederate displays that have put them at odds with the black students on campus. The music world paying tribute to the late John Prine.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand.
The influential singer-songwriter has passed away at the age of 73 at a Nashville hospital after suffering from COVID-19. Prine was revered by many, including Bob Dylan, who called his songs Midwestern Mind Trips. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.